famous Canadians, Chris Jarvis, a world champion rower, singer-songwriter Neil Young, and myself, Victor Garber, all have diabetes.
Are we going over?
For Steve Gant, adjusting to life with diabetes could be a series of highs and lows.
I was diagnosed with diabetes approximately 1994, and it was a total surprise to me. I was almost devastated because I knew it was a type of disease that was no cure. My mind just went all over the place about it. It's just, I'm not who I was. I'm not still Steve now. I was young, my family was young, everything. We were just getting started. And it was a devastating thing to say that I might not be around for my children.
Steve does have control over his diabetes for now. His worry is what's next. He knows that eventually his oral medications won't be enough to compensate for his failing pancreas, and he'll need to start taking insulin, which is delivered through injections. The fact that Steve is resistant to starting insulin is ironic, given his surroundings. Not only is his wife Jean a registered nurse and able to help Steve understand how important insulin is in managing his blood sugars, but Jean has diabetes herself and has been using insulin for 12 years. Insulin is in all our bodies. It's an important hormone that tells the body what to do with calories. But no matter how well insulin works in controlling diabetes, starting insulin treatment is often met with resistance by many people who need it to live.
The message around insulin has really changed. I've been in diabetes almost 25 years, and I can remember back in the early days, it was always the threat for type 2 patients. We always position insulin as the end of the road, is what you're going to do if you don't do what I tell you to do. And so people had a fear of it, a natural fear of it, that we as healthcare providers actually helped them to have. Insulin injections now with very fine needles are relatively painless, and people are very surprised. So it's the early introduction, the early message about insulin, the positive message around insulin, and stopping this that you failed in any way. Last time I checked, their pancreas failed them. They didn't fail their pancreas.
We have all kinds of new insulins and new delivery devices now that it makes it a lot easier to actually convince a patient that they need to start insulin. Normally, I'll start very, very early in therapy that, you know, we're on medications. If you're lucky enough to live long enough to go on insulin sometimes, and they kind of look at you like, what do you mean? And try to tell them that actually everything we're doing with the pills is trying to replace what insulin is doing in your body. And at some point in time, the pills may not have that effect, and that insulin is going to be a natural choice to start therapy. And sometimes that reassures them a little bit, but then they concentrate on the needle. So the next step in usually lowering the anxiety is getting them over this needle component. I'm a little tough that way. So if I'm doing a one-on-one, I break out the pen, put a needle on it, and say, okay, you're worried about taking the needle. I have them do a blood test. So they poke their fingers, get their sample on. Then I have them actually poke themselves with the pen. And then I ask them, what hurts more? And inevitably, I haven't had one person say that the needle going into the belly hurts more than taking their finger poke. And that takes the mystery out of it.
Despite the many options available to Steve to administer insulin, he would still prefer to postpone it as long as possible. So when Dr. Hong, Steve's endocrinologist, told him a few months ago that losing weight could go a long way toward helping control his diabetes, Steve didn't even have to think about it.
She says, I want you to lose 10 pounds. I says, 10 pounds? I'll lose 30. How much you want?
Mr. Gant's blood sugar levels and his A1Cs indicate that he's still above goal at target with an A1C of 7.8%.
The A1C blood test measures blood glucose control over 3 months. The target is 7% or less. Keeping blood pressure and certain other measurements, including cholesterol and the ACR urine test at target, will help avoid diabetes complications such as heart attack, stroke, and damage to eyes, nerves, and kidneys.
Mr. Gant currently, after having approximately 9 years of diabetes, is at a point where he's now maximized on 3 oral medications. And
generally after 2 to 3 oral medications, when they've been maximized to their full potential, you know that the pancreas is starting to fail. It's not being able to keep up where it needs to be to keep the sugars in the blood down. I think Mr. Gant is looking at insulin in the next, either the next several months or next year, unless he can achieve in weight management, dietary habits, or improving his exercise potential.
The discussion with Dr. Wong is that eventually I'm gonna have to go on the insulin pen, but we're gonna try a little up the medication that I'm on right now, give it 60 days and see what happens. We'll come back in 60 days. If it doesn't improve, then we'll go on the pen.
Quack, quack.
Quack, quack.
When I look at my grandchildren and I see them, it's definitely reassuring that this insulin shot will make me be able to live longer, to see them grow up, do whatever they want to do.
Well, that's the fun of it.